You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Spider-Man Homecoming premieres in Kalamazoo theaters this week. James Sanford has this review.
If you're one of the dozen or so people in the world that has been eagerly hoping for a mashup of a superhero movie and Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the benevolent genies of Hollywood have made your dream come true.
What was that?
Nothing!
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
Spider-Man Homecoming reboots the Marvel franchise and gives us a 15-year-old Peter Parker who is not only struggling to master his superpowers, he's also trying to work up the courage to ask his gorgeous classmate to the big homecoming dance and somehow balance saving the world with participating in the big academic competition in Washington, D.C. He's geeky and gawky and klutzy and overly impulsive, with the squeakiest adolescent male voice since Mickey Rooney played Andy Hardy. We got a taste of this overhauled Spidey in Captain America: Civil War, and Homecoming proves 2.5 hours of the character is much too much. Unhappy with the box office results of 2014's The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which starred Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, and a badly miscast Jamie Foxx as the villain, the brain trust at Sony Pictures decided to turn back the clock, making Spider-Man about 10 years younger than before. Garfield has relinquished the spider suit to British actor Tom Holland, who does his best to wring humor out of the weak wisecracks cooked up by not one, not two, but 6 screenwriters.
What's the matter? Thought you loved LARB. It's too LARB-y? Not LARB-y enough. How many times do I have to say LARB before you talk to me?
The alleged laugh lines may get preteens giggling, but slightly older viewers may experience flashbacks to George Clooney's notorious Batman and Robin, which also overdosed on lame jokes and clumsy comedy. Nobody can say Homecoming doesn't try hard to please. Director John Watts and that sextet of scribes anxiously throw in a little something for everyone, from a soundtrack stuffed with classic rock and 80s anthems to Michael Keaton as the high-flying bad guy to cameo appearances by Iron Man and Captain America. There's Disney Channel ingenue Zendaya, and Oscar winner Marissa Tomei as Aunt May in skin-tight mom jeans. You get the feeling Homecoming was put together not by filmmakers, but by focus groups in a marketing meeting. But like a defective jigsaw puzzle, the pieces never properly fit together. The more the movie strains for chuckles, the more it tries your patience. That is, unless you crack up at the thought of seeing Spider-Man getting dragged along by a speeding truck and squealing, "Ouch, my butt!" as he zooms along. So determined is Homecoming to win over the segment of the audience that wasn't even born when Tobey Maguire was still playing Spider-Man, that it wastes plenty of screen time on Peter's high school mishaps, even saddling him with a chubby chatterbox of a best friend who's obsessed with Star Wars and who's even more socially inept than Peter. Zendaya is appealingly offbeat as the jaded, acerbic loner who keeps a close eye on Peter even while she's pretending to completely ignore him, but her character does little except react to everyone around her. Similarly, Tomei's talents are mostly wasted as well, since she is given exactly 2 notes to play, caring and clueless. The only one who gets a chance to shine is Keaton, who all but seizes the screen in each of his scenes. He plays Adrian Toomes, a city contractor who was shafted by the government and who's used stolen technology to create otherworldly weapons. The specifics of Toomes' master plan remain murky, and there's not much reason for him to soar around the city with a pair of enormous wings, but Keaton is typically right on the money as a disgruntled working man trying to settle old scores, and he's certainly more fun to watch than most of the film's overblown, undercooked action sequences, many of which feature surprisingly sketchy visual effects. Maybe the preteens and tweens will appreciate Homecoming as a kind of supersized Saturday matinee. Unfortunately, those of us who are at least a few years out of high school I've seen director Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man and his even better sequel, Spider-Man 2. Those films remain 2 of the best superhero epics ever. Spider-Man Homecoming, like its hapless hero, wants to reach the same dizzying heights, but keeps getting tangled up in its own web. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.